Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Big K Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Paul Alexander in for Larry, along with Marty Griffin. And right now, we're with the man I've learned how to say his name, Mark Sorreo.
Right on.
But again, if I were to look how it was spelled, I would somehow screw it up.
Yeah.
It made me crazy.
Hold on. Tell the public.
See, look. See how I have it? See, Mark Sorreo.
How do they say it in Italy?
So in Italy, the A-O is pronounced ow. So ow. It's said ow.
And ow.
Whenever we go anywhere, whenever a European or says our name, they say it right because they know when they see it. And even though it's A-O, the English, you don't think of saying it like that, you know. But
so we've been good friends for almost 20 years.
Yep.
Right? You would consider me a good friend?
Absolutely.
We're like family.
Family, yep.
To show you how busy he is and how entrenched he is with his family, which I love because I'm the same.
Your kids were amazing.
How many times have I asked you to go to dinner with me and my wife? 100?
A lot.
Have we ever gone out together?
Not yet.
Not yet.
And I'm telling you, my man loves me.
And he would like to.
We're great friends. But my point is that we make the business our lives, and our lives the business, and our families the foundation of all that. Is that
fair?
That's
true.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is part of your life now, this refuge for women.
Absolutely.
Shelter. You've kind of embraced it. It's important to you, right?
Yep, very important.
Because they're lucky to have you.
Explain it, though, why you feel so strongly about supporting this.
Well, so, you know, our friend Linda Kreicher is the president of the board of this safe house, and so we were talking about it one night at dinner, and with my wife. My wife loved it, fell in love with it immediately. Because we, like I said before, you know, there's a lot of women in all of our families, and this is about women who are actually taken into slavery. That's what they are, and they do a lot of times. You know, young girls are taken in. They have no choice, and you know, people a lot of times I think look at women who have made this their life. Or it seems like they made it their life, not realizing that they were brought into it as young children or teenagers.
Haven't known anything
else. And don't know anything else, right. And then they're afraid to leave. And so this organization actually rescues them, you know. I think
it's
amazing. Yeah.
And
they work with the police. They do sting operations. I think it's – and in Pittsburgh, I would never have thought that it was this big of a problem.
Same.
Number 10 in the country, our city is. That's really a sad
statistic.
That's
alarming, and we need to get that out more. We need to make that more of a relevant and very – I think it's a disaster.
Yeah,
I mean, we have a crisis that needs to be addressed.
And like Ronnie was saying, you know, they're eating gas station food their whole life, and they're teaching them how to cook with fresh vegetables and meat. And, you know, so the house is amazing. It has an amazing kitchen. It has beautiful bedrooms that they probably – most of them have never lived in rooms like this in their lives.
On a professional level, business-wise, Paul was asking me this, and so is my friend Saul and all the strangers that come in here. The magnificence of your business. How do you make this work? Because you make it look so easy. How do you make this work, sir?
Well, the most important thing is Tony and myself, my family, we actually treat these people like they're our family. All of the employees here are like our family, and we know that without them, it doesn't work at all. And most of them are experts in their own positions and better than us in their positions. You know, so our cake decorators are way better than me. Our bakers are way better than me. You know, and that was my life growing up. And but you know, I think without the employees are the heartbeat of our business. That's our slogan for our employees.
I got to ask you about your wife. Because she's similar to my wife. They love us.
Yeah.
for whatever reason. But my wife would stab me in the chest, and she's not a violent person, if we worked together, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a Tasmanian devil, as you know.
Yeah.
How do you keep it real with your wife? How do you stay together managing this Titanic of a bakery?
Well, I mean, one thing nice about this large building is my wife works upstairs in an office with my oldest daughter, who does all of our HR and operations, and Tony and I work downstairs.
Oh.
So we don't really cross paths all that much, and we plan it that way. You know, Tony's wife works in the downstairs office. Tony works mostly in the production area. But we get together. That's all we talk about. We talk about the bakery. We talk about our employees. We talk about our future. And it is like Kristen was saying when she was here this morning. She's a special ed teacher at Vernon Elementary. Amazing.
Like, that's so awesome.
She is so into these kids' lives, and it's unbelievable. But her husband, Billy, is one of our retail managers.
Oh.
And so we're all in it. You know, we're all in it different capacities.
So to make it personal, Paul's wife, Shelley, has been in the business. He's in the business. I'm in the business. Christine's in the business. However,
that understanding helps.
We work. This is why we work. We work in separate areas.
Yeah.
But she saved my life, and I save her life because we know this business so well.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
I think it's important that we understand what we're doing. My wife understands that we don't have weekends or holidays.
Correct.
We just don't. You know, all my kids understand it. My daughter, Angela, is in grad school. She wants to go into psychology.
Nice.
And her fiance, they're getting married next year. Josh is one of our retail managers.
Oh.
So he's tied in, you know, totally. And she comes and helps out when she's off school and, you know, holidays and things like that. So all the kids are involved and their spouses in different ways.
So
those understandings.
Yeah.
And, you know, back when I was doing, you know, on the TV side doing pirate, you know, post game shows, and I'd get asked, what time are you going to be home? There's no clock in baseball.
There's
right. rain delays.
That's
there's
right.
extra innings. And one time I said I should be home around 11. It turned into 1 o'clock in the morning because of both a rain delay and extra innings. And somehow that was my fault. And I realized she just doesn't get it. And I said, guess from now on, I will never give you a time.
Yeah.
I said,
don't ask me to lie.
I said, when the game ends at 45 minutes to an hour, then I'll be home.
Well, you know what's so funny? We have cameras all around the bakery. So my wife never asks me.
Right.
She watches where I am on the camera. She
oh, my God.
The
So there's this syndrome they call fight or flight.
Yeah.
And I'm using this in your case because when folks tried to bring you down recently, you could have run from it, and your wife could have run from it.
But nah.
You both fought. And is it fair for me to say, because when I had cancer, I got closer to my wife. Is it fair for me to say you're closer to your wife from that journey?
100%.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, that was, you know, in the Bible it tells us that God brings all things together for good to those who love the Lord.
Yeah.
I will never believe that it was a good thing for me.
Right.
But really good things came out of it. And that was one of them. My relationship with God was another one.
Nice.
My relationship with my children's always great. But that's your real support. That's your support. That was my support. And my wife stayed beside me the entire time. It was very hard to get up every morning and come to work, but
yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
she kind of pushed me out the door. You
and
know,
your son.
Yeah, and my son. Yep.
He was all in, brother.
Yeah, 100%.
And everyone knows your character.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that knows
you're out there. They know you.
Yeah.
They know better.
Right. It's the people that don't know me that
right.
I shouldn't probably care about, but I do care about
sure.
it. I can't
right.
help it. You know?
Sorry, brother.
We all do, even though we know we shouldn't.
Yeah.
But here's one thing I always share with everybody. Other people's opinion of you is none of your business.
Yeah, you're right.
Think about that.
You're right.
Yep.
I mean, say that again.
Other people's opinion of you is none of your business.
Correct.
That's exactly right. I actually stopped looking at social media.
Good.
You know, at first I was reading it. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
This guy hates me.
Yeah.
They think I'm
Why?
A thief. They think
do?
I'm awful.
True, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
We know it doesn't bother Marty.
No,
no it
doesn't.
It fuels him.
It does not, sir.
It fuels him, but I love that.
As you know, my man.
Love it.
Bring it on.
Mark,
God
bless
you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You're not scared. Welcome back. Big K Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Paul Alexander in for Larry. Sitting alongside my man, my boy, Marty Griffin.
Hey, man. So I've been looking at your text as you're sitting here. Your wife, Shelley, who I love. She's actually very funny.
She's hilarious.
But as is typical with wives, she has sent you a list of stuff.
Yeah, I got to bring home.
She wants you to bring home.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my life is a life of lists. I mean, that's what you live, a life of lists. And you know what I love?
Yeah.
I don't come home until the list is complete.
Whoa.
I don't. I get it done.
I hide.
You hide?
Yeah.
Where do you hide? Well, I guess you don't want to give that up.
So if I if I pull up to the house and I see that we have house guests.
Oh, you don't go in?
I don't go upstairs. I'll hide. I have a problem.
I would say.
I do, man. I need some help.
Well, I mean, I went through a period where I hated people and hoped they hated me. So, I mean, that's sort of what you had something
on. Sit down,
on.
My man. Sit down.
Pull up a chair. Pull up a headset.
Come on, man. Sit down, man. Put the headset on. We want the world to hear you.
Isn't that funny? I love when people
stop by. Tell us your name, sir.
Good morning. My name's Tom Kust, Central Catholic 66.
How are you doing, Tom?
Pull your microphone up. See where that is?
Yes.
There you go. Perfect. Now everyone can hear
you. Say that again, Tom.
Central Catholic, 1966.
We own this town.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we run this town.
I'll tell you what. I have a new favorite Central Catholic grad, Neil Shipley.
Come on. That's amazing.
How about that kid?
Yes.
And I have to get a little selfless promotion.
Shameless plug.
The fan golf show known as Going Low tomorrow morning, 7 to 8. Neil's going to be my guest tomorrow morning.
So
I'm looking forward to that, man. This kid is 20. He's 23 going on 30.
Amazing.
So he's already – Jack Nicklaus gave him a hole-by-hole attack plan for Augusta. Jack Nicklaus personally gave that to him. He played with Tiger in the final round at a Masters and beat him. I mean, could he not die and go to heaven right now? I mean, you're telling your grandkids, oh, that Tiger Woods? Yeah, I played with him. I beat him.
And he's only 23.
He's 23 years old.
And what brings you here today, my man?
I brought you something.
What is that?
Something that I talked to you about prior to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
And I don't know if you
have think I remember this
stuff. It's not ticking, is it?
No, not yet. I have the igniter in the car.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
That's your yearbook from 77.
It sure is, man. How do you have this?
Wow.
Well, I'm active in the Central Catholic Alumni Association.
How cool.
And
you know what it is?
Is Marty prominently featured in that yearbook?
No.
Yes, his senior picture with a description of clubs, and he's also on the football team.
Most likely to succeed?
No. In fact, it's interesting you should say this. The school guidance counselor told my mother, college isn't for everyone.
Ouch.
It's a polite way to put it.
Ouch.
But by the way, I love Central, and it made a huge difference. I was a bad kid headed to jail. I was stealing cars. I was in gangs. I'm telling you the truth. I started playing football and running track. I never got in trouble again. That's school.
That's awesome, man.
And Mr. Wheeler, and of course my parents. But all my boys went there, as you know. It's a cult.
Yes. Central Mafia, it's called.
It is.
I'll tell you what. You look around Pittsburgh. I've been very impressed by most of what Central has produced.
Absolutely.
No question about that. I'm down.
It's a wonderful place.
And it only graduates 800 students now. And when I graduated, it was 1,600 kids graduating.
Oh, my goodness.
From that small building.
Hold on, though. What did it cost at the time? Was it 500?
It was 100.
Okay. 100.
$25 a quarter. And my father said, you know, Tom, that might be a little too much. Would you mind going to Shenley?
Right. My father was free when he went there. Well, he got kicked out. Kicked out of Central. Like Ed Gainey. Well, Ed Gainey says he left. But
he got kicked out.
He did.
Are you serious?
I love Ed Gainey. Very charming. But
he is. But he got kicked out of Central.
Well, I almost got kicked out 6 or 7 times for doing stupid crap. I'm just telling you, man. I found the same. It's funny, Paul. I found the same skill set that got me in trouble in Central has allowed me to thrive in real life.
Sure.
Street smarts.
There's a lot about what we do in school that is counterintuitive to what we want people to do.
Yes.
I know that's a little deep, but I mean it's very true.
Man.
It's very true. And what you just said is prophetic because what we really want is people to stand out and be different.
Yep.
And school makes everyone conform and be be a sheep. And that's what we produced. I mean, we watched how people acted during the pandemic. We're sheep, man. We'll do whatever we're told to do. Either do I.
I spend my life being an outlier.
But you know, it's funny. I get yelled at from people that love me and care about me because I have common sense. They go, that doesn't make sense. That's wrong. And then you say, well, oh, wait a second, but the government said, I go, yeah, they've never lied before. Come on, wake up, people.
Checks in the mail.
They've never lied before.
My man, you got to try one of these dosages.
Oh, yeah, have one.
Go.
No?
You don't want to even try?
No.
He's on the straight and narrow. I saw a guy just saying no right there, straight and narrow.
I love this stuff.
And I do spend a lot of time in here cookie-wise.
This place is amazing.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
And it only got better when it got bigger. Yeah. It only got better when it got bigger.
I remember when it was just in a small little cove.
Yep.
Right down the road.
Allegheny Avenue.
And they used to have to walk up. They had a parking lot between the two. They had to walk everything across the street from them.
Oh, yeah. They had two buildings. Yeah, I remember that well. Yeah,
thanks for coming by, my man. Love you.
I appreciate it.
Great to see you,
brother. Thank you so much for the yearbook.
I can't wait to see your picture in the yearbook.
Yeah.
You got to show that to me.
I was put together.
Oh, my man. Thank you. Yeah, we'll take care
of
that. All right. Thank you. That was very cool. That's very cool, Marty.
Got a note
people do care about you.
Frank Costa, one of the best doctors in the world, honestly has made a big difference in my life and Mark's life. Beautiful segment with Mark this morning. Thank you. Mark is a hell of a man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And look what he's doing. Come on, let's get to that $10,000 so we can match it. Welcome back. Big K Morning Show. Paul Alexander along with Marty Griffin sitting in for Larry today, and we welcome to the big stage Joe Block, voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates, one of the great voices there. And
sweet.
Joe, good to be home, I'm sure, after what was a pretty decent road trip until the Mets got in the way.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch this group play this year. And, yeah, I think and good to talk to you, Paul. You know, the 14 out of 19 on the road to start the season, that was the toughest schedule. And the Pirates, they it looked like they were running out of gas in New York.
Oh.
And, Joe, I don't know about you, but no, I do know about you. Very excited about seeing Quinn Priester, a guy that really, I think, had a great spring, has had a great start to his year in Indianapolis, and a guy that's one of those arms that, Pirate fans are really hoping to see flourish.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's only 23 years old, and last year, boy, he found out what the big leagues were, and that happens, and we saw that. So I thought in spring, I agree with you, there was a lot of good outings from him. It looked like he changed something. That's what always alarms me, is sometimes the guys don't have success, and then they don't change anything. Well, wait a minute. But Priester did. He started to become more of a sinker slider pitcher with a curveball, and that's kind of, to me, his identity, and I think he just tried to throw everything last year. And now if he can lock in on that and really focus on those three pitches and pitch, effectively and deeply into ball games, because he was able to get some quick outs we saw throughout the spring and at times last year, then he can be a real plus for the Pirates. But you got to be consistent.
Paulie mentioned this morning, I'm stupid about this stuff, Joe. I'm very excited about what you're doing and what the Pirates are doing, quite frankly. But this young dude that has a 0.00.
Well, we were looking at Paul Skeen's day from yesterday, and Joe, he had 34 pitches over 100 miles an hour yesterday. That's mind-blowing to those of us that have followed baseball for a period of time.
Yeah, but I think, Marty, you bring up the better point. He doesn't allow runs. We see guys that have thrown hard before, and that is wonderful. It's eye-popping. It's wonderful to watch, but then are you getting guys out? But he strikes out more than two-thirds of the guys that he faces.
Yeah.
What?
In AAA. And he's really never pitched in the minor leagues before. So that's the kind of stuff. It's like, well, wait a minute. Could he be, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young Award type pitcher, And we don't, I'm just saying, like, could he be? You have to think about that because of the way that he hasn't given up a run, and he strikes out, I think it's 27 of the 47 hitters. He struck out. They don't even put a ball in play against him. So
it's freakish.
It's freakish stuff. So, with Jared Jones and how electric he's been, and Keller, an all-star pitcher, you got Bednar, an all-star closer, it's like, well, wait a minute. Now you start to see, the Pirates really have never been a pitching team, through their existence, maybe since like the early 1900s. So this is something that they have to have to really be a perennial contender, and it's looking like they might have some arms now. It's pretty fun.
Well, we had Doc Ellis, John Candelore. Come on, man.
No, we've had great individuals, but Joe's right. I mean, we had Doug Drabik in the 90s, a Cy Young Award winner, and we had Steve Blasev, two complete games in the World Series. But We're talking about individuals. No, we're not talking about like the Orioles had 4 20-game winners. You know, that's a team that's, you know, the Pirates beat in the World Series. But Joe's right. But, Joe, one thing I'm concerned about, the bats have gone very quiet. And sometimes, you know, they were very hot collectively. Now they're very cold collectively. And that's just kind of the nature of the game sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, and it exposes things, too. I mean, the Pirates have not played the best baseball this year in terms of, but there have been some mental errors and some physical errors that you feel like could be avoided. And then you say, well, they're 11-8. So it's like, okay, well, that's pretty good, you know, overall. And it was, because they were scoring a lot of runs. So it masked that. And then they weren't scoring a lot of runs, and it showed up in those tight ball games. So that's something that can get easily cleaned up. It's not a lack of talent or ability, so that's good, because you can't fix that very easily. So that's the good thing. Also the good thing for me is that they did have that, you know, come out of the gate strong offensively. That shows that it's in there. So let's see some more of that, because the Pirates have not been really a good hitting team over the last, you know, 4 years or so. So this is fun to watch that they're, you know, tail end of last year and then so far this year that they're able to score some runs. They need to do that too.
And Joe, you notice that teams that are winning, they're somehow miraculously getting that two out RBI single. Mm-hmm. And when they're not, all of a sudden, you know, that two out, you know, men in scoring position, you know, that third out all of a sudden comes up. But I mean, that's not something that, you know, the manager can't change. I mean, it's situational baseball. And, you know, when things are clicking, you know, you're getting that two-out base hit that scores a run. And when it's not working that way.
Yeah, you hope for a balance. It, like you said, I don't think it ever feels that way, that it's a balance. But, yeah, they were really good at that early on this season. And for me, I think a lot of it has to do with the people that you have. And certain hitters come up with those hits. You know, they get to be known as clutch hitters through their careers. And they're RBI guys, they're run producers. You hear those phrases. And so I hope that the Pirates have some of those guys in that lineup. If not now, then certainly some guys down the road too. But you need a mix, and we're seeing some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. We're seeing some guys that can run, even though they haven't run a lot so far this year. And then hopefully you got some of those role guys that just get that big hit when you need it and keep them scoring some runs, because that's always fun to watch them run around the bases. We definitely prefer that.
It makes it more fun for you, too. But Joe, one thing I'm concerned about is, has Mark Garda, your director of broadcasting, instituted any kind of word count on you guys to make sure that you guys are strong at the end of the year? Because we've seen a pretty good outcry after what happened the other night. I'm just making sure you guys aren't on any kind of word count. You guys are okay to go strong, right?
Well, the pitch timer is life-changing. I don't have to say anything anymore. I just tell you what's going on in the game. You know, it's funny.
You don't have time for stories anymore.
No. We compare notes, football, basketball, hockey broadcasters, you know, we'll all chat and compare. Well, we don't know how you do it in baseball. How do you fill all that time? That's what I'd always hear. And now it's like, I'm just like you guys. I just tell you what's happening, give you the score, tell you what's happening. And that's about it. I mean, Tanner Houck of the Red Sox yesterday had a 1 hour, 48-minute complete game shutout. So, I mean, we're not hoping for that every day.
Don't they call that a Greg Maddux?
Yeah,
complete game shutout under 100 pitches.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not advocating for that every day.
Complete game shutout.
Yeah. But baseball did such a good job of just, hey, let's pick it up. You know, we don't need to rush. You know, baseball's a leisurely sport. That's fine. You know, but it was just dragging on. And it was like, well, wait a minute. Okay. So they put all it together. So I'm saying far fewer words than I ever have with the pitch timer. That's for sure. Which is to everyone's delight, I'm sure.
It's quality, not quantity, right? Yeah, it's the quality of your words, Joe, and you bring great quality to every broadcast, and we appreciate that.
Well, I'm trying.
Joe, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy being at home. Enjoy being in your own bed. Enjoy your kids again. Reintroduce yourself and have some fun.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right. Joe Block, who will be home for the next 7 games at least. They have 3 against the Red Sox starting tonight, then 4, I think a really big series, 4 against the Milwaukee Brewers to follow. Had a discussion just last evening as George Benson brings us back.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
He is one of the least revered Pittsburgh stars, and it bothers me.
This seems to trouble you. I've heard you say this before.
It, it, Because every time I hear his music, right. He's
smooth.
He's so good. He turned 80 years old recently.
Yeah.
His music is out of this world.
Did you ever? You're saying something so profound. I was having this talk with my wife. I feel uncomfortable about getting old.
Why?
I just never wanted.
It's a privilege.
I don't know. It's hard to be turning 65.
Hard. Yeah, that's a number. That's a little scary.
Like I'm in that window where I now have to start getting ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I'm not ashamed of it. I've had a hell of a run.
Oh, yeah.
But I never imagined, and I sound like an idiot, that I'd ever be here.
Right.
When we were young, we'd say, that dude.
Yeah, how about that guy?
That 50-year-old guy, that old fart.
Right.
Right?
We were always like that.
Yeah, man.
And then all of a sudden, you're there.
Yeah.
It just happens.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
And I have a blessed life, but it does hang out there.
But you know what's weird? I think you and I are probably similar about this. We feel like we're still tuned in to the whole world. Like, I feel like I've just spent the weekend with my son at Penn State. I'm like, I'm right there. Think about how ridiculous that is.
Well, that's an issue.
But I did. We were in this one establishment, and I said, if you don't find five old people in here in about 5 minutes, I'm out. I can't be here. I can't. And he goes, Dad, there's one. I went, we're out. We got to go somewhere else. I go, I can't be here with just college kids. I mean, come on. Get me out of here.
We're those old guys now.
Yeah, we are. And I don't want to be a creepy old guy.
No, well, you're not.
No, but if you hang in a college bar and you're the only old guy, then all of a sudden people assume you're creepy.
You're a creep.
So get out.
In a sleeve.
Don't stay in there.
I always talk to my daughters about this, that some of my boys in Dallas that are very wealthy but insanely jacked up personally, and they're my age in their 60s and they're dating girls in their 20s, it's just... It's obnoxious and
that's
sinful,
so wrong.
And evil,
that's
and dark.
Just wrong. That's so wrong.
In a dark place.
And like you, I have daughters.
Yeah.
So no. I mean, that's just so no. Good. I mean, it's just so no. Like
smarmy.
No, no. Young girls are for young guys. I mean, that's to me. That's just the way it should be.
Hey man, what a day we had here.
Thank you, Marty. I had a blast. And Mark, your hospitality, the Oakmont Bakery, and please look into Refuge for Women. Give what you can. They need your help. Women are just treated so horribly in so many instances. Do what you can to reverse that. Do what you can to stop that.
So my cousin lives about a half mile from me, right on the river. He's a rich guy. He has one of those houses on the water.
Oh, one of the new ones.
Yeah, and he puts it in my face. He does, and his wife does, Laura.
Oh.
I love this woman. I can tell you to stop down for coffee when you're done, but the cleaning ladies will be here. And I text, what did I text back?
Rich people. Oh,
her son, Ryan, is one of my favorite people in the world, and he's going. We're going to have a Get Marty team this summer of Griffins. My son Vincent, her son Ryan, and me, and we're going to make a difference together.
Let's go.
But he's a rich guy; doesn't want me in his house today because he
has cleaning ladies. Yeah.
Cleaning ladies are there.
Well, you know, you got to deal with obstacles. That's life.
Thanks for doing this with me today.
All right, hey, Marty, I loved it. Thanks so much. And again, Mark, thanks for your hospitality and Refuge for Women. Give early, give often. They really need your help.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.